Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Kansas Register of Deeds Association updates fee schedule for KS Real Estate Pros. The Kansas Register of Deeds Association provides information about recording documents in Kansas, including fee schedules and other resources. Real estate professionals in KS need accurate recording fees and procedures to complete transactions and advise clients on closing costs. Bookmark hagk.com/ for current Kansas recording fees and Register of Deeds information. Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Johnson County building permits now available for unincorporated areas. Johnson County offers building permits for properties located in unincorporated areas of the county. Real estate professionals representing buyers, sellers, or developers in unincorporated Johnson County need to understand the local permitting process to accurately advise clients on construction timelines and requirements. Direct clients to www.gov.org department/building-permits for permit applications and code requirements before breaking ground. Kansas Real Estate Headlines. Kansas Public Records Online Directory now available for KS Real Estate Research. The Kansas Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records across the state. Real estate professionals in KS can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and accelerate transactions with efficient public records access. Bookmark this resource for quick lookups during your next KS property deal. www.publicrecords.ronline.com/state-KS. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 SA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ASA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning, but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.